To the Lord on today, I am grateful for the man of God, Pastor Johnson. I am grateful for my armor bearers, for my ministers, for the missionaries, for deacons, for our deaconesses, for everyone in their respectful places. Amen. Amen. I thank God for his word on today. So as I stand as a reminder. I stand, hallelujah, to remind people what God has said. Hallelujah. And as I was in my word and just thinking over these past couple of months, I praise God for our ministers. I praise God for the word that they brought forth. Amen. Amen. And as I go through, I say, God, I got to remind the people so that they can understand that the Holy Ghost forever has his way, that he connects the word and he weaves it together so perfectly. For I thank God for over these past 2 months, we've heard a word that said that we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Y'all may not hear me, but we heard a word that said that we are free indeed, and that was back in September. Hallelujah. So that word should have loosed something in you. It should remind you of what it means to live in true freedom and what Christ offers. Hallelujah. Then we spoke a word of intentional ignorance. Hallelujah. That was an awesome word because it told us that it's okay to be ignorant. Because when you just don't know something, you don't know it. But when you are intentional about being ignorant, that's a difference. That is where, hallelujah, you messing up with your freedom. That is where you messing things up. Hallelujah. When you know that you should be doing something, but you choose not to. I'm standing to remind the people of all the word that you receive in this house. I stand as the mouthpiece of God on today. Hallelujah. Just as y'all know, I love Isaiah, and as he stand and cry out, hallelujah, on behalf of God. So I thank God because what happened at the meeting? Hallelujah. If y'all don't remember this word, you better go back and listen, because what happened at the meeting? This is where did you meet Jesus? This is where minister talked about meeting Jesus, the encounter, the meeting place. Hallelujah. I praise God for the gospel's reaches beyond the margin. The gospel go and get you. It goes beyond the place where you thought God can't see you, where you thought you was unreachable, where you thought you was too far gone. The gospel goes beyond the margins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the gospel goes beyond the margins, then we have to realize that we have to have more faith over them feelings. When God come and get you, when he come and snatch you out of those feelings where you feel like I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy, then God sent you a word and said, you got to have faith over feelings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Feeling is all about the invitation, the minister said. She said that God is calling us to something deeper. Feelings will fade, but Christ remains. Feelings will fade, but Christ remains. Hallelujah. And then God said, minister, tell them about restoring true worship. Tell them about how they're supposed to come. That the altars are for worship. The altar is for prayer. The altar is where God sends a reminder. I'm standing at the altar today to send y'all a reminder. Hallelujah, that Christ remains, that you can be free indeed. If you just simply obey and trust God with the process, hallelujah. I praise God on today for the word that he sent me to send. Hallelujah. And yeah, it's going to be three parts to this word. Hallelujah, because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of people saying, it's okay to take my time. when it comes to Jesus Christ on today. As I was reading the word and sitting with my Lord, I said, Satan, you are a liar, because you will have your people think that it's okay to go slow, that it's okay to take their time to do what they need to do for the Lord on today. So on this urgency part one, hallelujah. He ain't put my other little part up there. It's supposed to say, where are you positioned? That's what I'm going to be speaking on today. Where are you positioned? Hallelujah. We're going to be in Luke, the 19th chapter. And we're going to start at the first verse. 19th chapter, starting at the first verse. Hallelujah. And I get excited because when I began to dive into this word, hallelujah, Lord, I praise you for urgency. I praise you for how you see us. Hallelujah. So I went back to old school and I said, let me put pen and paper. Hallelujah. And I pray that I'm able to understand my own handwriting on today. So we're going to be talking about Jesus and Zacchaeus in that sycamore tree. Hallelujah. I praise God for the sycamore tree on today. Immediately obeying Jesus is a visible outward sign of inward urgency of faith. So I'm telling the people on today that you got to be in a hurry. Stop saying I'll come at my own time, at my own pace. Everybody have their own process. It's one process. The word of God, receive it, obey it, and follow it. I don't care what, we got different lives that we lead, but there's one word, one God, one way. So stop walking around here and say people come at their own time. People come different, but you got to still be in a hurry. However your story plays out, you still got to be in a hurry. Hallelujah. So 19:1 says, Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. Now, as I read these scriptures, I'm going to be pulling some things out because as I was reading the word, you know, the word is supposed to come alive to you. So as I was reading this scripture and it says that Jesus went through Jericho. He didn't go around Jericho. He didn't go under. He didn't go over. He went through. So that means that when we are going through a process, we are supposed to go through it. So for anybody that don't know that Jericho is where the walls fell, right? There are kind of three kind of parts to Jericho. Hallelujah. There's judgment, there's redemption, and then there's renewal. So Jesus is on a mission on today. He is going through Jericho. Hallelujah. And there was a man there named Zacchaeus. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region and had become very rich. So in that particular scripture, now I'm going to connect all of this word, hallelujah, back to the positioning and being in a hurry. So when it says that Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, that means that he was the head boss. Some of us in here know what it feels like to be the head boss, to be set aside, to be set high, to be the person that everybody, all the other tax collectors come to. He was very wealthy. Hallelujah. He was very wealthy. Glory, glory, glory. Third chapter says, he tried to get a look. He tried to see. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. Hallelujah. He tried to get a look at Jesus. He had a desire in him to see this person named Jesus. How many of y'all in here have a desire? Do you remember the meeting place? Do you remember when you had that desire to see Jesus? When you just had to have this encounter? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. But he was too short. Hallelujah. To see over the crowd. So as the scriptures say, Zacchaeus was too short, meaning literally he was a little bitty man. He was short because historically speaking, back in that time in that region, men height, their height was about 5'5", 5'6". So that means to us today, that's still short, right? So that means if the scripture poured out that Zacchaeus was short, that means that he was a really short little guy. And so as I was reading that word, I'm just like, God, sometimes when we are in need of Jesus, when we are desiring to see him, we feel like we fall short. We feel like we're not worthy enough to see him. We feel like too many people are in our way, that we can't see about him right now because I got to worry about my family. That is the crowd. Zacchaeus said, the scripture said that he was too short and he couldn't see over the crowd. How many of y'all in here are still wrestling with seeing Jesus because of all of your distractions? Because of all of the noise that is around you? As my minister has preached before, God is not going to wrestle against. He's not going to try to get into that process with the word. He's not trying to fight with y'all, what I'm trying to say. He's not trying to fight the noise. He wants y'all to just simply see him. So when the scriptures say that he was too short to see over the crowd, God is speaking to you on today. What do you do, or how do you respond when you can't see Jesus? When the stuff is in your way, what is your response? When you are positioned in a spot that you feel like that you're too lonely, that you're too short, that you're not worthy enough, that you carry all this baggage of stuff that Satan has gotten in your brain that's taking control and having residence and just sitting there. When you feel like you can't see Jesus, what do? Check where you are standing, says the Lord. Check your positioning. Are there people in your life blocking you from seeing Jesus? Think about it on today. Think about it on today. Are there people in your life right now that is hindering you from seeing Jesus? That is hindering your walk? That is hindering your urgency? That is hindering your response? That is hindering your positioning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when I thought about that, I'm going to tell y'all a little story, and it made me giggle. So as I thought about Zacchaeus being too short, this memory came flooding back in my head. And I was a little girl. I was probably about 5 or 6, roundabout. And I had a friend called Sweet Pea. And where we lived on Academy Street. Academy Street, it was a duplex apartment. And in this apartment, it was like a ledge that sat up. And so our apartment was kind of downhill low, and then it was a ledge, and then Sweet Pea house was right there on the hill. Sweet Pea was a bad boy. Bad, not bad, look good, bad, like bad, get in trouble. He was a bad little boy, but he was my friend. And I remember I had a birthday party. Hallelujah. And my mama wouldn't let Sweet Pea come to my birthday party because he was bad, and he would always tear stuff up. Because I had a slip and slide, and he would rip a slip and slide, or he would tear my toys up. But that's just how he was. He was just a little bad little boy. He was little. Right now, he grown, and he still little. So when I thought about Zacchaeus, it made me think about my childhood friend. So I thought about his positioning. So Sweet Pea would always sit on that ledge. And all the kids was running around and playing. And I remember my little self stopping and looking up at Sweet Pea. And I was like, you can't come to my party, Sweet Pea. Because my mama said you couldn't come. But he would stay on that ledge. And he would just sit. He would position himself to be seen. So as he sat on that ledge, I remember my mama saying, Sweet Pea, come on. You can come play. My mama looked up and she saw Sweet Pea sitting there. With his sad little face saying, I want an invitation. Now, he didn't get off that ledge until the invitation was extended. Y'all picking up what I'm putting down. He didn't come down until the invitation was extended. So as soon as the invitation was extended and my mama said, come on down, you can come to our house. He jumped down off that ledge in a hurry with great joy because my mama called him by name. She said, Sweet Pea, come down. You are invited to the party. So I thank God for the positioning on today. Hallelujah. So as the fourth verse says, it says that, so he ran, this is exactly, so he ran ahead. We're talking about Zacchaeus because we just left the scripture that said he was too short to see over the crowd. So Zacchaeus said, okay, I can't see Jesus. I got all these distractions in my way. These people trying to block me from seeing the Messiah. So I got to do something. So Zacchaeus said, the words say he ran. Too often, too many of us walk. We take our time. We say Jesus will be there tomorrow. But y'all got to remember, Jesus was walking through Jericho. He was on a mission. He was going somewhere. So if you don't catch Jesus when he is there, you're going to miss him. You're going to miss the mark, and then you're going to be trying to work so hard to catch back up. Because God has already extended the invitation to some of y'all in the house. Hallelujah. God has already said you're moving too slow. Hallelujah. God has already said you have a calling on your life that you are not fulfilling. And my words say when you know the truth and don't do it, what is that? That's a sin. Hey, stepping on toes. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road. For Jesus was going to pass that way. He was intentional to be in place where he knew Jesus was going to pass by. Be where you know Jesus is. If you know Jesus is at the church house, come to the church house. If you know Jesus is at revival, come to revival. If you know Jesus is at fellowship, at campfire and conversations, come to campfire and conversations. Come and be where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. And I thank God for the sycamore tree. The sycamore fig tree. Now, this sycamore tree, it wasn't a grand tree. It wasn't like a cedar. So, Zacchaeus, and I need y'all to understand that everything in scripture is purpose. Everything that we preach behind this pulpit is purpose. So, the sycamore tree was a common tree. So, y'all got to connect that because Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. Zacchaeus was a grown man. So think about this grown man climbing up this common tree. The people are probably saying, what that man doing? Why is this grown man climbing up a tree? Better yet, why he climbing up this old plain sycamore tree? So Zacchaeus ran ahead and he climbed this sycamore tree. And I thank God for the climbing. Because in urgency, God said you got to participate. God said you got to do something, hallelujah, to get in the right position to be used, to get in the right position to be healed, to get in the right position, hallelujah, to see Jesus. So that sycamore tree, hallelujah, I thank God because as I was reading about the fig tree, Zacchaeus climbed a tree and didn't even realize in climbing that tree, didn't even realize that when y'all seek Jesus and desire a closer relationship with him and begin to become in fellowship with him, begin to surround yourself with people that you know where Jesus is going to be, something happens to your heart. Something begins to mature. So a fig tree, in order for a fig to mature, it has to be penetrated. It has to be sliced open a little bit while it's still on the tree, in order for a maturing to happen, in order for it to grow into this delicious fig tree. So y'all got to understand the meaning of a cracking open. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus climbed that tree so that his heart can be cracked open. God said, I need you to participate on today so that I can crack your heart open. Because when God begins to crack your heart open, he can begin to pour some stuff in there that is needed. Because a lot of us in this church today have had knowledge of Jesus, but God has not penetrated your heart. I don't care. God said, you can know me all day long. I don't care what your mind know. I don't care that you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What does your heart say? Hallelujah. There's a cracking of the heart that needs to happen. Hallelujah. So when Zacchaeus climbed that fig tree, he is showing God that I'm vulnerable. Because this little short man said, I'm going to imagine him climbing the tree. How much work that took to climb that tree so high. It takes work. God said on today, it takes work. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. Glory to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus, hallelujah, said, Lord, I'm going to position myself. Because I know on today that the positioning is important. It's relevant to your story. I need to say that again. The positioning on today is relevant to your story. Is it a position of hiding from Jesus? I'm letting y'all meditate on this word. The positioning on today is important. What is your position? Are you still hiding from Jesus? Or positioning yourself to be vulnerable and visible before him? Making sure that when Jesus passed by, that he can see you. That you're not ducking and diving behind a crowd. That you're not always sitting in the back row. That sometimes you're going to come to the front row. Hallelujah. That sometimes you're going to change your seating in the house. That sometimes you're going to position yourself different before your kids. That sometimes that you just going to shut your mouth so that God can speak. Hallelujah. What is your positioning on today? So in verse 5, it says, when Jesus came by and he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Y'all know it's something about when Jesus called you by name. How do you think that will feel? You hear Jesus' voice saying your name. Hallelujah. When he says your name, he said, Zacchaeus. Hey, boy, I see you. I see you up in that tree. Quick. Quick, come down. The scripture says, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Today, all of these words are relevant. Like when you read the word of God, I need you to take it apart piece by piece. That God said quick, meaning that some people are slow. In this house today, some people are slow to come down. God has said, I see you. He's already told you, I see you. Now come here. But sometimes we say, well, wait a minute, God, I got to go back here and take care of these. But wait a minute, God, I'm not fully ready. But wait a minute, God, I just did this last night, so I'm not prepared to come today. God said, come here. Quickly, come here. I don't care nothing about all that stuff you murmuring about. I don't care about that stuff. Hallelujah. God said, quickly, come here. Jesus said, quickly, come here. I must be a guest in your home today. It's so much power in this verse. It's so much power. Like when I read it, I began to get goosebumps because Jesus said, Tara, hallelujah, come here. Hallelujah. So there is no mistake who he's talking to. Hallelujah. He said, Elton, come here. Octavia, come here. Hallelujah. Israel, come here quickly. Jesus. We take our time too much, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We take our time too much to see about what he needs from us. Oh, God, I praise you for the pressing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no mistake. that not only do he see you, Malika, hallelujah, he said, I know you by name. You belong to me. You're in the right position, hallelujah, to be pruned. Because y'all got to read to be picked. He in that sycamore tree. He said, you're in the right position for me to pick you. God said, I choose you. Out of all that other fruit that's up there, I choose you today. Because he said, today. He told him to quick with great urgency, come down. Come down. I know you high. I know you up here. I know we got to wrestle with pride. I know we got to wrestle with all this stuff that the enemy has you bound with. But God is saying on today, you're free indeed. Hallelujah. He said, come down. Make yourself low before me. Humble and submit yourself. He said, I, Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, I must be a guest in your home on today. I want to come sit with you on today. I want to be in your presence on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When God sees your urgency, when God sees you participating, when he sees you not just as a seat warmer, when he sees you participating in the things of God, God responds with great urgency. He said, today, I will enter your home. I will enter your vessel. I will enter your body. I will begin to restore all things. I will begin to renew time on your behalf. He said, on today, I will enter your home, your dwelling. I will invite me in for Jesus. Invite me in. Hallelujah. For Jesus said, I must be a guest. I want to come to you in the form of intimate bond with you. Hallelujah. So you've already done something. You say, oh, snap, dear Jesus, let me run ahead and get somewhere for him to see me. So now when Jesus see me, so y'all did the work you ran, because I need y'all to relate this to when you first got that fire. When you first came in contact, when that first meeting happened, and you was on fire for the Lord, and you was running and dipping and dodging, and then life said, boom. Hallelujah. What's your position then? But Zechariah said, I'm going to run, I'm going to climb. That's it, that's the answer. You running, you on fire, but God said not climb. Because that running, you going to get tired. I need you to climb so I can stoke that fire again. So God said, now climb so I can see you. And when you climb, God said, I'm going to ask you to come down now. Hallelujah. It's all about your positioning. Jesus' authority says today, I will come to you because your urgency is an example of your faith. How you move is an example of your faith. If you know that you move with the spirit of slumberness, that is an example of your faith. Hallelujah. If you move with murmuring and complaining and tired and all of this every single day, your face squinched up, that's an example of your faith. For I know a man, hallelujah, that can do a mighty work. Hallelujah. I know a man that sees me. Because in verse 6, it says, Zacchaeus quickly climbed down. He did not take his time. He did not say, my ankle hurt. He did not say, my back is in pain. Zacchaeus said, the word says he quickly climbed down and he took Jesus to his home in great excitement and joy. How is your heart postured on today? Do you have joy, unspeakable joy? Hallelujah. Are you excited to hear about Jesus? Does Jesus do something on the inside where a turning begins to happen? Hallelujah, because he does it for me. Hallelujah, it's joy when I think about the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. But the people was displeased. He has gone to be with the guest, be the guest of a notorious sinner. They grumbled. They whispered. Hallelujah. They gossiped. They said, that man about to go to a notorious. When I read that, I said, they ain't say regular sinner. They ain't just say sinner. They said, man, y'all know Jesus going to be with a notorious sinner? I mean, he got big sin. And he about to go sit and eat with him? With great urgency. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Let me skip down some. The people will begin to get angry. Satan don't care who he uses. Satan don't care who he used to whisper something in your ear to talk about the man or woman of God that is trying to get on the right path. They say, don't you know that he, she was there with a man or a woman yesterday? Ain't that person doing this? And Jesus want to go sit with them? Jesus said, I don't care about none of that. Come here. Hallelujah. They will throw verbal stones at you. When you leave this building today, people will throw verbal stones at you. And them things, you will let them things hurt like they were actually throwing a stone at your head. An actual stone. God said, don't worry about those words. Because let me tell you, as I go through the scripture, hey, it just gives me great joy. Glory. Because it says in verse 8, it says, meanwhile. I love it when scripture says, meanwhile. Meanwhile, while y'all out there talking junk, while y'all out there whispering, murmuring, gossiping, meanwhile, I'm over here with Jesus. Meanwhile, I'm over here eating with the Most High King. Meanwhile, I'm getting my life in order. And y'all still broke. Y'all still ain't got it. I'm making up a song. Y'all still out there in them streets, acting like the streets care about you. Acting like that man or woman care about you. Worried about how your children treating you. Worried about your friend and your... Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor. Cracking open. Because he the chief. Said he was bad. He was notorious. But he said, Jesus, your presence has shook me. Your presence has stirred something up in me that I don't care nothing about this money because I have found wealth in you. The riches don't matter. It's about the wealth, right? Amen. Amen. He said, I have cheated people on their taxes. I will give them back four times as much. God said, some of y'all have lied, cheated, stole. Guess what? Confession and repentance is at hand. You are able to fix that thing. And in the fixing, and in the cracking open, you got to go back and say, sister and brother, forgive me. I took this from you. I lied about you. I said this. I said that. And meanwhile, Jesus over here working. Hallelujah. So I praise God for the positioning. Because in the meanwhile, for me, it's like Zacchaeus is saying, but anywho, while they back there slandering me, hey, I hear y'all talking. That's what he said. I hear y'all. The word gets round. I know y'all talking about me. I'm over here, hey, getting my life together. Do y'all see who is in my house? Look through the window. Because y'all knows anyway. Do y'all see who is living in my house? Hallelujah. Jesus is with me. This is your response on the day. You just say, Jesus is with me. I have no worries. That's who I used to be. God is working on me. Hallelujah. Don't say God know my heart and your heart raggedy. Because for sure he know your heart. But when you invite him in and you know that there has been a complete surrender, say, God is working on this house. He's rebuilding all of the broken pieces. That window that was cracked, he giving me a new one. That foundation, he is putting some concrete in that to make it solid, to make it even. So when I put some marbles on my floor, they're not going to roll downhill. They're going to be even straightway path. Because it's only one way. It's only one God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got two more verses. Then I'm coming in. It says, Jesus responded, salvation has come to this house on today. Hear my word, says the Lord. Salvation has come to this house on today. Oh God, they don't hear me. Salvation has come to this house on today. Urgency. For this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. Now that thing stuck out to me. This man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. Because y'all got to realize that Zacchaeus was a Jew. He wasn't out here like us Pharisees and all these Gentiles. And he was a true Jew, but he wasn't acting like one, right? But God said his faith. Now I see that he is a true son of Abraham. Glory to God. Because the man of faith, oh God, faith and urgency is the key here. He had obedience. I need y'all to understand that Abraham had obedience before the law was even in place. Because Moses came later, right? So that's faith, unspeakable faith. That he just heard a voice, he heard something, and he obeyed. That conscience thing, he obeyed. When God spoke, he obeyed. When God said, come down quickly, Zacchaeus obeyed. Zacchaeus ran ahead, he participated. He climbed the tree, he positioned himself. He obeyed. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Coming in, Pastor. The Son of Man came to seek and save those that are lost. Zacchaeus demonstrated interchange with outward actions. So a lot of times we sit and we say that we are changed with a lot of mouth action. Hallelujah. But what is your outward action? How are you serving? How are you participating on today, says the Lord? Jesus told Zacchaeus, salvation has come to your house. Zacchaeus has been saved and delivered from the power of sin and Satan. Zacchaeus has been saved and delivered from the noise, from the crowd, from the distractions, because Zacchaeus positioned himself with great urgency. He has been forgiven, and the sanctification process, hallelujah, has begun. The sanctification process today needs to happen. Being holy, acceptable unto God. Saying, Holy Spirit, come inside of me. Holy Ghost, have your way. We should be seeking after the Holy Ghost. We don't seek him. We don't seek him like we used to in urgency, like in the old folks, in the old church. They sought the Holy Ghost with great urgency. I sought the Holy Ghost with great urgency. I needed him. Because without him, I am lost. So when you began to position yourself to accept Jesus Christ, to see you and he plucks you down and he chooses you, hallelujah, the sanctification process now begins. And I'm so sick and tired of people saying the work is hard. That's a lie. I don't know what work y'all doing, but this Jesus life is just life for me. What's hard is when my children just get on my nerve, but Jesus ain't hard. Work may be hard, but Jesus is not hard. The sanctification process begins today. Salvation is a gift of God. freely given. It is available to us all. It is available to us all who believe and repent. Who say, God, yesterday I did this, but today I choose you on today. I don't choose the crowd. Faith is shown by changed behavior. Zacchaeus changed his behavior. Hallelujah. So today, be like the notorious sinner. I keep hearing notorious, B-I-G, but be like the notorious, notorious sinner. Hey, and bring Jesus into your home. Bring Jesus into your space. Don't sit there and just shake your head. Because as a shepherd that is sent by Jesus Christ, we know our sheep. I am not standing behind this pulpit just to be speaking. I am standing to proclaim and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ that says today is the day to change. Today is the day to allow your heart to be penetrated, to be cracked open. Today is the day to stop living in a lie. Glory, for all have fallen short. But what decision are you going to make today? For all have fallen short. Don't let that help, but what decision are you going to make today? Jesus is here. Don't let him pass you by. Be in a hurry. Don't you dare. Hallelujah. Don't you dare let the crowd block you from getting to your Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Be in a position so that God can call you by name. I'm going to say this again. Don't you dare. Y'all can go ahead and move this back. Hallelujah. As we prepare for altar call, don't you dare. Hallelujah. Let the noise in your head, the made up noise, because sometimes we get in our own way. I need y'all on today to position yourself to be in